Joining us from the Community Blood Center, we have Emily Roberts. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Not too bad. Now, you're telling me that this bitter cold weather is actually, it's affecting blood donations.
Absolutely. Right now is a really critical time to make a life-saving impact by donating blood, whether you are a returning donor or you're considering donating for the very first time. Patients constantly depend on blood transfusions, even with winter weather and freezing temperatures, seasonal illnesses. You can imagine there's a lot of that going around. That leads to fewer donations, but patients in need really can't wait for weather to pass. Actually, every 2 seconds, someone in the United States needs blood. So you can think about just the amount of people who've needed blood since we started talking here.
Well, now, donating is a different type of thing. The easiest way to find out where the local drives are is simply to go to your website, right? And put in your zip code?
Absolutely. So we try to make donating as convenient as possible, and we try to make it as easy as possible to find that best location for you. So you can go to communityblood.org/donor, and when you end up on that web page, you can search a map, you can search by zip code. There are tons of different options to check out where you would like to donate. If you prefer to give us a call, you can always call 800-280-4102, and we have team members who are ready to help you find that best opportunity.
Now, you were telling me that there are quite a few drives scattered across the area over the next month, basically, so it'd be pretty easy to find one.
Hopefully, that's our goal, and you can always, you know, invite a family member, invite a friend, and you can make that life-saving impact together. Every blood donation has the potential to save up to 3 lives, so when you bring in some loved ones, you can really amplify that impact, and it's really cool.
Okay, so if somebody is going to be donating blood for the first time, what's that going to be like for them, if you can run through the experience?
Right. It really is simple and it's super rewarding. Like I said, it truly is life-saving. I mean, people need blood for so many different things. You might know someone who needed blood. Surgeries, cancer treatments, life-threatening emergencies, the need is constant. So you come in to donate blood, takes about an hour start to finish. So that is from the time you walk through the front door to the time that you're, you know, enjoying cookies in the canteen and heading out. The actual blood donation typically takes about 5 to 10 or 15 minutes. So the time that you're donating is pretty minimal in comparison to the time that you're, you know, relaxing at the end and getting that juice. The eligibility, you know, you just need to be 17 years old or 16 with parental permission. There are some weight requirements. You need to feel well. So with those seasonal illnesses, we just hope that you're feeling your best when you come in. If you have any other questions about eligibility, again, you can give our team a call. That number, 800-280-4102, and they're happy to answer any questions you have.
Okay. Emily, how often can you give blood?
You can give blood every 8 weeks or 56 days. It's really cool when you have those folks who come in, you know, on the dot every 56 days. Their gallon levels are so neat to see on their accounts when it just keeps adding up. It's really special.
Yeah. I don't think I ever got to that point. So they give blood a few times. So I know what the experience is like.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But so when you're done, you basically sit, you get a cookie or a juice or something to refresh yourself and, you know, just let things settle, so to speak.
But. Right. And we have right now, actually, until the end of January, it's National Blood Donor Month. So we're pretty excited about that. In our donor centers and at our mobile blood drives, we have some really neat pieces of paper for donors to fill out about why they give. It says, I donate because. Mm-hmm. So at the moment, our donor centers are filled with these super cool messages of why people donate. So that's another option when you're relaxing if you donate in the next couple of days here.
Are there any certain types of blood that are better to give, or are the gold standard, so to speak?
All blood types are needed, but right now, especially types O and A negative are needed. We talked about those freezing temperatures. to put it into perspective, Friday, two school cancellations, you know, Friday, that super freezing day, two school cancellations impacted student blood drives. So, of course, that led to fewer donations collected. At the same time on Friday, two community drives had to postpone due to those cold temperatures. So, like I said, all blood types are needed, but right now types O and A negative are in urgent need. And type O negative is actually critically low. Right now, there's just about 2.5 days on hand to meet anticipated patient needs in the coming days. So, 2.5 days, we always hope for at least 5 days on hand.
Is that like a universal type?
Type O negative is universal. Type O positive is also used very frequently in emergency situations. There's something called low titer O blood. So it's used all the time.
Okay, so you mentioned the fact that the easiest way to find out where a blood drive is or where you can donate is by going to the Community Blood Center website and putting in your zip code. Do you have to register when you're giving blood?
Appointments are appreciated, but walk-ins are accepted. So if you're able to schedule that appointment, it is always welcome.
All right, so it's communitybloodcenter.org.
Communityblood.org. So close there.
Communityblood.org. Okay.
Right. Yep.
All right. That helps. So just put in community blood if you're not sure, right?
Yeah. Just search, the Community Blood Center, Wisconsin, the Community Blood Center, your city, and it should pop up.
All right. Very good. Emily, good to talk to you. Thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much for helping raise awareness. The need for blood is just constant, so we really appreciate it.
That is Emily Roberts, who is with the Community Blood Center in Appleton. We appreciate her joining us this morning.